is the law. The law. The law. The law. The law. Loud and narrow, frost and frame. The law. The law. The law. Loud and now with Frost and Friends. Hey!
Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to The Law. Today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is the one and the only Queen in Love. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody in The Law family.
Yes, yes, yes. You ready?
Yeah, we ready for it today.
All right, let's go. Y'all sit back and relax. It's going to be a great one. Let's go. Yes, yes, yes. What's up? You already know what time it is. Email a friend, phone a friend, text a friend, tell them to join in. We back, baby, and we about to go in. Let's go.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
This is my Clef Refuge. Criswell. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Oh,
know how we do. Wyclef Fries, well, my man Little Bass, huh? Jerry, see, one time.
We got warming up in here.
This is how we are.
Outside is up in here. We
refugee
got Malaney.
Malaney's
up in here.
Yeah.
We got Valor.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid.
Trying to shut me up. Trying to hold me down. Never turning off because I'm alive.
What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day, baby. Yes. This is how we do it. This is what we do. Come on, shine the light, shine the light, shine the light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me up.
Yes, 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 you are in the loft. And like I said, everybody, we have Queen M. Love in the building. Tell everybody who Queen M. Love is.
So hello, everybody. I am M. Love. M, if you stand for anything great that deals with M, don't forget it. But I am love. I am happiness. I am peace. My music speaks my heart. And yeah, I am whatever you could think of that has to deal with the sun and happiness.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So you know what? You're an independent artist and everything. This is about you and your story. So how long you been doing this?
Okay. So I have been writing for forever. I've been singing for forever. I grew up in the church. So yeah, as far as being a true independent artist, well, I'm like, yeah, I'm outside the church and I can write my own lyrics without getting in trouble for about 6 years.
Okay.
I've been writing like solo and now I'm ready to step out. I got good management, good team behind me. Yeah, so ready to do what we got to do this year.
Okay, that's what's up. So it all began. Where did it all begin? So it was born and it was just like music.
Yeah. So I heard I was singing during the ultrasounds. Like they would put everything up there to monitor me. And I was like doing what I had to do. They seen the bubbles and stuff. And then when I came out, they said it was like music. So I knew from the beginning I was born with it. My mother's a singer. My grandfather's a singer. My mother, she plays all types of instruments, reads music. My family is just oriented. Family-oriented music, church. So it was kind of like, use your gift or lose your gift. And I've gone through that too. So I had to appreciate where I came from.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, I've heard that a lot. I've heard that statement before, use your gift or you will lose your gift. So what made you stop using your gift?
What made me stop losing my gift was more so getting wrapped up in the things as far as the perks, you would say, that came behind doing music at one point in time. When you're working with people that you feel like got your back or has your back and things are going at a pace, and then shoot, like some of these artists is out here right now that's known that go through it, but then you find out that they're doing music or selling your music behind your back, and you know, just bringing in revenues that you feel like could benefit your family, and then you're not eating from it. It kind of put a damper on my spirit. Even though I knew I had the gift, like I'm the pen, but they was pushing the paper, so it kind of made me
sick. That's deep. Yeah. That was deep right there. That was deep. That's what's up, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But
your
I'm
story
back.
Is your story, and I was just scared to ask you, you know what I'm saying? That made you stop. What brought you back?
What really brought me back, because I picked up doing music a little bit afterwards, But having my daughter brought me back to the music and why I was doing it originally, because originally the statement was I wanted to make a lifestyle for my grandparents and my mother. And I lost my grandfather doing that whole like journey, which made me like kind of pick up doing music a little bit more. And it was like the motivation behind it. But then, like I said, all that stuff happened. But then the world and blah, blah, blah. But I had my baby and I'm not the kind of spirit that's going to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life or for the next 5 years. I'm a hustler. And I'm a gifted hustler.
I like that. A gifted hustler.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real. That's what's
so shout
up,
out man. To my baby.
Absolutely. You know, the beautiful part about that whole story is your foundation. Like you said, it was laid, you know what I'm saying? Your mom's a singer. She plays instruments and everything. You know, you are a singer and bringing you back to your singing was who? Your daughter. That's three generations. That's amazing. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story, man.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. And you got to be ready for baby girl when she's doing her thing.
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that because you never know what she wants to be on an everyday basis. Because one minute she wants to be a doctor, then she wants to be a teacher, then she wants to do hair. But it's cute when I'm in the car and I'll play my song. And she'll be like, Mommy, that's your song? Then she be like, that's my song. And then she starts singing to it. It's just like, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Great. That's what's up. That's what's up. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. But you know what? Let's go on here and let the people hear.
Say so you open song. Up heart and stuff.
Hey, that's what they welcome to the law. Look, you. Real recognized, real man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing to it. Better you tell your story than anybody else, right?
You're right. That you couldn't have said it no better right then.
Absolutely. Good Lord. Absolutely. Absolutely.
If your audience could see my smile. Like it feels good to talk with somebody that can relate spiritually. Like the journey is a whole avenue by itself. So it feels good to be around that type of environment. So,
absolutely.
Shout out
absolutely.
To Smith for introducing me to the environment. We're getting used to it. It's warming up in here. A whole lot of love up in here.
That's what's up. No doubt. You know, that's the whole purpose of it all, to be a place where artists can feel safe, to be themselves, and tell your story. I mean, your story, your journey. This is my music. You understand what I'm saying? Let me talk about what I had to go through to do it. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the people that I had to leave behind to do it. You know, my growth in it, your growth in it. That's the biggest thing. Because something like to hear your story and be stuck where you used to be stuck at.
Yeah.
And just by you saying it, you overcame it. You said something that's going to make them fight.
Come on out of it. Because it's possible.
Yeah, exactly.
It's possible. But you got to work for it.
That's that part. Yeah.
You gotta work for it. Absolutely.
But that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We keep talking, but let's let them hear your good stuff. Let's say the first one we're gonna talk about is I'll Get There. Just tell the writing concept about it. We'll talk more in depth about it after they hear it.
Okay, so the writing concept was really simple because I wrote this one in the middle of the night. I was really just saying I don't know where I'm going, but I'm gonna get there. And that's it. And then once it fades out, you'll flow with it. They'll flow with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I'll Get There by M. Love. Let's go. Thank you. I'll get there. This is really dope because the lyrics in themselves. I don't know where I'm going, but I know we're flowing.
Yeah.
Talk about it. I love it.
So, you know, I'm not a planner, okay? For some reason, every time I plan something outside my head, the way my spirit works, I'm a kind of go with the flow kind of girl, you know?
Okay.
And people that I'm connected to, I feel like if we just go with the flow, like our spirits are going to talk. We ain't got to say it out loud because we already know there's some type of adversary or something. There has to be a balance. So there's going to be something trying to make sure that we don't go there or get there.
Yeah,
so just flow with it. We're going to get there. We're going to get there somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes just actually going with the flow is the best process. You don't give your time to think so much. And what about this? What about that? What about this? No, just flow with it. Just go.
Right.
Just go with the flow. You never know. And to me, it's like almost like what you're saying, you know, trust me enough to know that we good wherever we're going to flow to. You know what I'm saying? Trust me enough to know.
Yeah.
It's almost like an open invitation. Like, you know, look, I don't know where we're going, but trust me.
Trust me.
That's real.
Yeah.
Real dope.
That's a big thing right there. Come on now. You about to take it somewhere. Like,
I love it though, especially that line right there, because that can go a lot of ways. You sit back and think about it. You know what I'm saying? It can be so many scenarios from that. And that's real. That's real. And the music behind it just puts you in a space of mind to make you think and listen.
It's crazy that you said that, because I was really over here just thinking, like, is not even just with me writing it but being my song, but it's so melodic. It's kind of like, it's like kind of captivating. It's like, I don't know. You kind of get placed in a whole nother scenario, and you can go wherever your imagination takes you.
Absolutely.
Especially while the song is on. And then when the words stop and then the music just keeps playing, it's just kind of like, where we going? I don't know.
Exactly. It sets the atmosphere and it puts you in there. It puts you there. Yeah. It's dope. Real dope. Like I said, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. Yes. So you know what? Who or what keeps you motivated and keeps you going today? You know, it's 2022. Everybody here is dealing with a lot, you know, from COVID to everything else. You know what I'm saying? But what keeps you grinding to say, I'm going to do this?
Okay, so the grind outside of my kid and my mother, my grandmother, my immediate family, the grind is to set my generation ahead, sit straight. Like,
wow, that's deep.
Yeah, it's not just for the now. And when I say for generations ahead, and not my bloodline by itself, but like I said, those that's connected to me, far, near, wide, whatever, like, there's so much. We've digressed in the atmosphere of social skills and real love.
Wow.
And a lot of people experience what they think real love is off of the basis of understanding hurt. To kind of bring it back to the basics. I am doing this to get our world in order. We need more love. we need more everything that deals with getting in line and preparation for the generations ahead. We're so selfish. And when I say we, I say the people in today's society. We're so selfish with our dreams and aspirations that will keep them to ourselves.
Wow.
Then what happens when we're dead?
That's deep. That's real. I love that too. And I believe that. More love, real love, genuine love. You know what I'm saying? Where you love somebody from the inside out, you know? Literally. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, and I love that. So you know what? That leads right up to your next song. Talk about your writing concept for Just Another Love Song.
All right. So Just Another Love Song. Well, when you hear it, we can really get into it, but mm-hmm. the concept behind this song was falling in love with a stranger.
Whoa, don't say nothing else. So we're going to leave right there with that. Falling in love with a stranger. I'm ready to hear this with y'all. This is it. Just another love song by M. Love. Let's go.
Distant lover, do you think you can find another better than me?
Yeah.
Whew, man, oh man. Just Another Love Song. This one right here is my favorite. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is a tease song to me. It's very, 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 very intimate. This is a void that is necessary to me. I think music-wise, it's a void that's necessary because it's a different flow. It's the same concept of, okay, R&B, but it's got like a twist to it. It's that, but you know, the crazy part at it, from the tone of your, from the first word that comes out of your mouth, you breathe jazz on everybody. You breathe jazz full of soul on everybody from the first words that come out of your mouth. It's very captivating. Like, from, you had to sit back and listen. I want to hear what she had to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
But you talk about it. That was just my that's what I got from.
Well, when I think, like what I say, I'm like, I was writing about it, and it was more so falling in love with a stranger, right? So when I write music, I put myself on the outside. Then I put myself on the inside as the character. But it's kind of like, hey, I saw you, and like I said, like, I don't know where we're going, but I know if we're flowing, we'll get there. So it's kind of like, all right, well, I've had this scenario happen to me, something like this, right? Like, wow. I went somewhere, and I seen this dude, and I'd never seen him before, and we vibed out, and it was such a cool vibe, and then, boom. The only like interaction is like if I see him on social media or some shit, and it's not no issue or whatever, but it was like, I know when you see my picture, I know you think of our interaction. And I know when I see your picture, I think of our interaction. It was like real cool, but like, I bet. I'm talking like any situation for real shit. Like,
but it's captivating the moment. Like, I could literally visualize a video. You understand what we're saying? The atmosphere and everything, the tone set and everything.
Instant lover.
Absolutely.
Think nothing better than me.
Absolutely. But you know what? We got one more up from you, though.
Okay.
And this one is called All Mine. Now, tell your writing concept on this one.
Okay. So the title says All Mine. And I'm wondering, words is like, you give me all of you, I give you all of me. And and we could do whatever. It's all mine. It's all yours. It's ours. This is our world. And the song itself kind of like outer space type status. So let's take you there.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Wait no more. This is All Mine by M Love. Let's go.
Then I'm all yours. Let me take you to my world. You'll be safe. see a change in you lately. But you told me you'd never change on me. Every moment that slips away, we can find the sun through the rain. But I know that it could be meant to be. Ebony eyes, deep as the night sky, as bright as the stars shine. Touches like methamphetamines, double dose when it's trip time. Withdrawal symptoms, without you it's getting hard to breathe. I'm an addict, please come and rescue me. Take me to your world and teach me your language. Your body is calling out and it knows what my name is. We grow together, then grow apart, experience separation. 1,000 miles away, we get lost in translation. Misty morning, she bears all of her heart. Truly a work of art. Da Vinci stroke from my Mona Lisa. Picture perfect, leaves her in masterpieces. Reflecting my image, my queen of Sheba. I'll never leave.
Oh my, dope. I love it. To me, this song right here, it was it was seductive. That's my take on it. I'm all yours, letting you know that you're safe with me. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm all yours and you're all mine, then we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. We should be good. So talk about it a little more from the artist songwriter perspective.
All right. So at the beginning, I know you had asked me about me, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm love. I'm this. So boom. In this song, you kind of get a little glimpse of everything, right? So I'm like, from all yours and you're all mine. So you got that part. Boom. So let me take you to my world. You'll be safe in my arms. So, and I tell you that, like, okay, yeah, I got you. We're good. And then it says, like, I can't breathe without you. I can't eat without you. I can't sleep without you. We all get that. We all have those moments where it's like, dang, like, I'm thinking of this person so much, I don't want to eat without them. I'm thinking of, you know, and it's kind of like, dang, all right, how can somebody have that effect on you? Boom. So then you go do that. And then it's like, all right, so it goes into like, take it off your shoulders, the load's getting heavy, blah, blah, blah. So that part right there for me was actually, as a woman, identifying the strength and recognizing the strength of the man, right?
Okay.
So you can tell a lot about a man and his in his arms and his shoulders and his posture. That tension is carried right there. So I'm like, let me take it off your shoulders right quick because I see, you know, it's getting rough. You can sit back for a second. I got you. So then my cousin comes in, Elijah. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He's talking that hot stuff, you know, telling us as women, like, okay, you're right, like, it does get heavy, and I appreciate you, my queen, queen. He says, Queen Nefertiti, I'll never leave you, like, he's letting you know, like, I'm with you until until the end of time and beyond, because that's a whole nother avenue by itself, but,
yeah. Yeah, that's dope, and the composition, the flow of how it's put together, you know, like you said, it was like a call and response type of thing. He said, she said, you know, this is her version. This is his version. You know what I'm saying? But the way it's put together and the gelling and the harmony of it all, that's what makes the song bliss. Like, I mean, you have no other choice but to feel that. And his low tone, spitting tone, and it's like, okay. And it keeps you still there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Keeps you stay there on that vibe length. So I love it. Kudos to y'all. What was the recording like? Recording with your cousin?
So first, let me give you the setup. First, we were in my one bedroom apartment, really, 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 really small, in the cut. and I recorded in my bathroom, right? So he brought his stuff to my house. He's like, all right, cuz, what's the best room we can go into? He's like, I think the acoustics in here sound good. Bathroom little as I don't know what. Ain't got much room for sound to bounce off of. Turned the lights off, lit me a candle, got in my little zone or whatever, and it was actually really, really cool because it was just what we do. We cooked, we ate some plantains, we had some rice and eggs that day. It was really nice.
That's what's up. And you see what I'm saying? I love that. To me, that's amazing to me. And it just goes to show to let everybody know, you know, until you can get to the point where you have the $1 billion studio or whatever you think you need.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own. You can do it yourself, you know, and still produce great work.
Yeah, but still it also comes with the work behind it. You have to have that knowledge and the work ethic, because if you don't have it, there's somebody in your group that knows somebody, if they're not that somebody, that has it. And that's kind of why I put a little pause on everything, like before or after my cousin had moved and stuff like that, because it's like, I know the sound is out there and I know what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. And I want people to feel every word. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Every word. And I get that vibe from you too, because lyrically is on point. Like it speaks to, I'm not talking to your face. I want to talk to your soul for a second. Let me get your soul real quick.
Gotcha.
Let me pierce that. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to penetrate on that. And I'm going to grab your heart. You know, your spirit is good. And now we can deal with the outside.
Yeah.
But it starts from within. And I can get that from your style and from your tone, your voice and your lyrics and everything. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Totally. 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 Well, you know what? I have thoroughly enjoyed this interview. Thank you so, so much for blessing me and my listeners with your story, yourself, and excited about your music and everything that you are about to do and continue to keep doing. Absolutely. So kudos to you, ma'am. Salute to you. Take us out of here. Give us some inspirational words and your handles. Tell the people.
All right. So again, my name is M Love. It has been a pleasure to chill with the Law family and the pleasure of having the host Frost right here on the mic with me. To our family and friends out there listening, you can find me on Instagram at I Am Queen M Love. You can find me on Twitter at Queen M Love. Facebook is M Love. And if you want to email me, any producers out there listening, any radio stations other than the one that we're on that's giving you the best live sound right now, you can also email me, because I would love to drop some of my songs out there. But words of motivation. What can I give you today? Today I would say, stay happy. Stay happy. It's okay to not be okay, but stay happy, because even in those darkest hours, there is some kind of light. And the harder you work, the closer you get to it. And then when you get to it, you'll get to see what all the hype was about. It's going to be all right. I tell myself that. I tell my old self that. If I could, I tell myself that. Stay happy. So I'm going to tell y'all that's listening, stay happy. If you get a little sad, just listen to my song. Stay happy. It's going to be all right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I love that. I love this. Stay happy.
So if I could, I'll bless them with a little bit of I don't know where I'm going, but I know if we're flowing, baby, we'll get there somewhere. I don't know where I'm going, but I know if we're flowing, baby, we'll get there somewhere. Love.
Yes. That's what's up. That's what's up. Only right here on the Loft, baby. Thank you so much, M Love. I love it. Blessings to you. Y'all stay tuned for some more inspirational music and word for your soul. Let's go.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. I have a question for you guys. What are you doing to make sure that you get back on track and keep pushing? Well, this is actually something that I had to tell myself. I had to tell myself to keep moving. I had to tell myself to keep pushing and not to give up. There will be stumbling blocks, speed bumps, potholes, challenges, obstacles in our path. They will be in our path. They will be along our journey and throughout the next chapters of our lives. However, we have to find ways to overcome them. We find ways to move around them, and we find ways to move past them. So with that being said, you got this. Let's get it. Guess what? You owe it to yourself. Keep pushing. You can do this.
Yes, another one in the books. M love, blessings and love to you, Angie. Thank you so much, sis. I love you to life. Shout out to Smears, the Money Kid. Thank you so much for everybody that tuned in today. Be happy. Go get your peace back, baby.
You tricking me now, trying to figure this out. You could blame it on me. It's all my fault. But I gotta go now. Can't take it no more. It don't even matter. I ain't keeping the score. Gotta be all about me before I'm all about you. If I don't take care of me, I'm no good to you. I can't sacrifice my feelings no more. Gotta be careful who I let through that door. I'm changing things around this time. I'm doing things that give peace of mind. So if you're not adding to my high, I'm gonna have to tell you goodbye. 'Cause I'm done. Trying to take away my peace, I'm done. Yeah, yeah. If you got bad energy, I'm done. Yeah, yeah. If you're trying to take away my peace, I'm done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to vibrate highly. So if you're not just step aside, please. Something is always trying to try me. Ooh, try me.
Gotta be all about me before I'm all about you. If I don't take care of me, I'm no good to you. I can't sacrifice my feelings no more. Gotta be careful who I let through that door. I'm changing things around this time. I'm doing things that give peace of mind. So if you're not adding to my high, I'm gonna have to tell you goodbye. 'Cause I'm done. Take away my peace, I'm done. Yeah. If you got bad energy, I'm done. Yeah. If you're trying to take away my peace, I'm done. Yeah.
You've been blessed with and stay bold. Invest in being the best and stay cold. Till you got a caseload on your payroll.
I remember nights crying. I consider not trying to deliver hot rhymes. I figured in my prime, it ended in my mind. Was limited, no grind. Could mimic the whole time. I was on that slow climb to finishing.
So I'm presenting God's redemption as the engine of ascension. Man's opinions not contending with purpose. Get in there and work it.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say,
I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
This song is so prophetic. you're so energetic. No time to frown, the time is now. You hear that sound, so hit the ground and go get it. Some say it's too expensive, it'll cost you everything, but you'll lose more night moving forward on your dreams.
Get up and pray, stack your bread up and save. Read a new book every 30 days. Keep a checklist of steps with directions, and get a team that's on the same page. Won't grow if you wanna be a stunner. They're literally the opposite of each other. Gotta learn how to roll with the punches and keep coming. Pick that thing up if you're tired of running. If there's an obstacle stopping you from reaching the level of optimal, that's your pedal blocking you. Tell the devil that God can do exceedingly and abundantly. So you either move or get under me. You wanna leave and think outside of you and your company, and how to add value to this country. And if at all you should fall off track, I wrote this song to remind y'all that
you can do it. You can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. You can do it, you can do it.
Stick with it.
You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. We hope you enjoy the show just as much as we enjoy doing it for you. Continue to tune in with us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on LJDN Radio. But we have more. Stay tuned for Lena's Love Songs at 11 a.m. right here. Get your heart right. Get your soul right. Let's go.
That we have here, but it sure is funky. I don't know what it is about this groove that's here making us move, but it sure is funky. I think it's time to rap.
Shall we?
Surely.
Getting played back, rolling strong.
Dope and deaf.
We can get funky with the best. We're just hyping it up.
You know just how it had to be.
Just take a look around, boy. Can't you see? Guys up on the rushing.
Girls are just blushing.
With rocks to scratch.
While herbs on percussion.
Setting the stage for the stage to get set off. I bust a rhyme and the dance and just jet off. So get off,
because you bit off more than you can chew.
Now watch the dynamic duo do a little go-go thing.
Come on, rock and swing.
You gotta roll with kid and play. Now everybody sing.
The Law. The Law. The Law. The Law.
Roll with Kid and Play. Now everybody say
The Law. Lounging out with Frost and Friends. Hey!
Welcome to the radio revolution.
I got that BMI. I got the ass. I got the Harry Fox. I got the C-Sex. I got the Sound Exchange. I got the Soul Car. I'm getting money, man, every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie.
I mastered the craft from battle rapping to traffic. I mastered the tracks. I started out as a bastard. My pappy was absent. The past. Just that, the past, so I'm laughing at you. Peace, God, look at me now, though. A single black female raised a black soprano. The streets was
incense pumping out the basement. Register my titles like traumas through his hammers. Load up my media base to watch the hits move. Same thing with BDS to watch the spin school. Copyright mine before I press up and digitize. They don't know they biz, that's why they get sodomized. Get your respect back along with your publishing. Man, I'm so indie, I've been in these streets bubbling. Hand in hand, the sound scans pay the rent though. It's more than the rapper, it's that V-Don Prezi folk. Get respect, check straight to the mailbox. They want the audio war, we let that microphone pop.